Weyburn. Weyburn City Council passed a number of tenders on Monday night to get an early jump on infrastructure and facility improvements this year. One of the projects for concrete replacement, including pedestrian ramps, curb and gutter replacements and sidewalk repairs, was passed with an overage of $57,000, and took a lengthy discussion before it was approved with a 6-1 vote. Using an extensive approval process, FH Concrete Supplies and Services was approved out of 5 bids, but as the budget was for $247,000 and their bid was for $304,676, the city was prepared to cut out 400 square meters of sidewalk panel replacements to fit it into the budgeted amount. The 3-part contract includes $75,000 budgeted for pedestrian ramps and sidewalk repairs, $150,000 for curb and gutter installation along Railway Avenue and Moore Street, and $22,000 for sidewalk repairs in front of city facilities buildings. Cown. Jeff Richards proposed reinstating the full amount of work for the sidewalk repairs, which would add $57,000 in cost over what was budgeted. I would absolutely support that, but that would be council's decision, said city engineer Jennifer Wilkinson. Cown. Mel Van Batu felt that going above what was budgeted was a dangerous precedent, after all the work that went into setting the budget for 2024. After some discussion about whether the administration should look into whether the funds could be found elsewhere, Cown. Laura Morissette commented this is an all-or-nothing decision that has to be made at the council meeting, in order for the company to know how much work they were being contracted for. The amendment to the original motion passed 4-3, and the amended motion then passed 6-1. A couple of the councillors, Cown. John Corrigan and Cown. Richards, said they could see the point that changing the budgeted amount was not the right direction, but in the end they passed the motion, with only Mayor Marcel Roy voting against. Among the other items was approval of hiring a consultant firm to start park concept planning for the former Hague School property. The amount approved was $22,672, over the budgeted amount of $15,000, and boulevard tree pruning for 2024 in the amount of $31,050 by Green Drop Limited. This contract was under budget, as $40,000 had been allocated for the tree pruning. The priority streets for pruning are King Street, Bison Avenue, 3rd Avenue and Souris Avenue. If there is room for more trees to be done budget-wise, other streets include Quapelle Street, Assiniboia Street, Prairie Avenue, 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 6th Streets, Coteau Avenue and 1st Street. Also, the police building was approved for a new cooling system, and Don's Plumbing and Heating was approved for their bid of $114,961, under the budgeted amount of $225,000. With consultant fees and a contingency fee added, the final amount will be $136,161. The city is also contracting Stantec Architecture to do an assessment of city facilities, including Crescent Point Place, the Weyburn Leisure Center and the Tom Zandi Sports Arena, for the amount of $42,293, under the budgeted amount of $75,000. The assessment will identify facility and equipment life cycles, projected repair or replacement costs, and the data required to make decisions regarding future facility renewals or replacements. Andrew Crow, Director of Leisure Services, said the city wants to be proactive with these facilities, and see what needs there are that they should get ahead of for planning and decision-making purposes.